Hi, I'm Jill Shaw, ESG and Sustainability Lead at A&L Goodbody. We published our ESG research report earlier in the year. For this report, we asked representatives from over 100 Irish businesses about their awareness of sustainability topics and related legislation. Greenwashing was one of the areas that we focused on. Interestingly, while 77% of respondents indicated they were concerned or very concerned about greenwashing, less than 30% were aware of two key pieces of consumer legislation relating to greenwashing, the Green Transition Directive and the proposed Green Claims Directive. I'm joined by Denise Daly-Byrne, a partner in our Disputes and Investigations group and a specialist in consumer law who advises clients on the risks associated with greenwashing and the steps that can be taken to mitigate these risks. Denise, there have been some recent developments in this space. Can you talk us through these?
Sure. Greenwashing has been a hot topic for a number of years now. And as you've mentioned, I come at this from a consumer law angle in particular. There's lots we could talk about, but I might first set the scene on the current laws that apply to green claims to consumers. First, misleading environmental claims could be considered misleading commercial practices under the Irish Consumer Protection Act. This could lead to enforcement action by the Irish Competition and Consumer Protection Commission or the EU's Consumer Protection and Cooperation Network. Breaches could also be subject of a consumer class action under new collective redress mechanisms. Separately, the Irish Advertising Standards Authority also polices greenwashing claims and will investigate complaints of greenwashing. While there's no real regulatory risk in terms of fines for breaches of the ASAI code, negative decisions are picked up by the media, so there is some adverse publicity risk.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the new laws that are coming down the track?
Sure. The Green Transition Directive will come into force in September 2026, and this will introduce specific rules on misleading and prohibited commercial practices about environmental claims. There was also due to be a Green Claims Directive coming into force. However, much like other ESG legislation, this is stalled at EU level due to political pressure.
And in our article, Let's Talk About Greenwashing, we describe several good practices to mitigate greenwashing risks. Are there two or three that you'd highlight?
Absolutely. When we work with clients on environmental marketing claims, our aim is to make sure that they can publicise their environmental aims and achievements while minimising the regulatory and reputational risk. My top three tips are: 1, make sure the claim is accurate, not overstating the benefits or achievements. 2, substantiation is key. You must have evidence to support your claims. And 3, beware of future claims in particular. So for example, net zero by 2050, which must be supported by clear plans and achievable timeframes.
Thank you, Denise. And if people are interested in learning more about this topic, you can take a look at our article, Let's Talk About Greenwashing, on our ESG and Sustainability webpage. Thank you.